Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. G20 summit to begin in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to present India's position on various global issues and outcomes of New Delhi leaders' declaration. Leaders from various political parties make last-ditch efforts to woo the voters as election campaign for Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls to end this evening. Former Delhi Minister Kailash Gehlot joins BJP a day after resigning from Aam Aadmi Party in New Delhi. Air quality plunges to severe plus level in Delhi as AQI hits 487 mark. Flights and train services affected due to dense fog. And Jyoti Surekha Venam clinches gold medal in women's archery compound event at GT Open in Luxembourg. The 19th G20 summit is set to start today at the Museum of Modern Art in Rio de Janeiro of Brazil. The heads of member states and representatives of international organizations will participate in various sessions and deliberate on the priority areas of this year's declaration. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's position on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders' Declaration, as well as the voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years.
The Indian Prime Minister landed a few hours back in Rio and was given a warm and zealous welcome by the Indian diaspora. It may be noted that the Indian diaspora in Brazil is of a smaller number of 4,000 to 4,500 only, but the enthusiasm of the people that came together to welcome the Prime Minister was overwhelming. Prime Minister is all set to participate in the 19th G20 summit that starts today. This year's G20 summit starts with the theme of building a just and sustainable world, and the session to be held in the 2 days are of a reflection of that. On day one, the inaugural session will have the global leaders discussing on the Global Alliance on Hunger and Poverty, the initiative taken under the Brazilian presidency. The second session of the day will be on the one of the most critical issue of reforms of Global Governance Institute. PM Narendra Modi is expected to speak during the inaugural session, being one of the strong supporter of the initiative and a member of the Troika this year. Some of the bilaterals are also expected on the sidelines of G20. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Brazil.
Indian Ambassador to Brazil Suresh K. Reddy has emphasized that India is engaging with other nations to safeguard the interests of Global South countries as a leader of the region. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani on the Prime Minister's visit to Brazil to attend the G20 summit, Mr. Reddy said that along with Brazil and South Africa, India as a member of the G20 Troika is jointly shaping the agenda of the grouping.
India has been actively participating in the G20 presidency of Brazil in two ways. One, as a member of the Troika, India, Brazil and South Africa. We have been jointly shaping the agenda. We have been jointly engaging with the other member states. And we have been encouraging, where it is required, consensus. So that is one very critical role as a member of the Troika, which India has been playing. And second, the role which India has been playing is as a leader of the Global South, where we have been actively intervening and where we have been making country statements and where we have been ensuring that the interests of the South is protected.
India's Sherpa to the 19th G20, Amitabh Kant, reiterated the inclusive approach of G20 and the complex negotiations that are still undergoing. Talking to Akashvani News, he spoke about importance of global alliance against hunger and poverty, the priority under Brazil's leadership.
India has been very instrumental. Prime Minister Modi has been very instrumental in making G20 an inclusive society. And the voice of the African Union will have to be heard very strongly at the Brazil summit also. And therefore, I think India has played a key and a critical role, and African Union will play a very major role in Brazil.
Campaigning has reached its final stage in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as election campaign will end this evening. In Jharkhand, political parties will make their last-ditch efforts to attract voters for the second phase of polling in 38 constituencies of Santhal and Koilanchal regions. In this phase, several high-profile seats will go to polls, including Dumka, Shikaripara, Deoghar and Littipara. Addressing an election rally at Raj Mahal in Sahibganj district, senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath assured people to oust Bangladeshi infiltrators if a BJP-led government is voted to power. He said Hemant Soren is protecting infiltrators for vote bank only. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of religion. Addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, Mr. Soren said the BJP is misguiding people in the name of development. Leaders from the Congress, RJD, AJSU party and left-wing parties are holding rallies and roadshows in various parts of Jharkhand. The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. In Maharashtra, with only a few hours left for campaigning to end, senior leaders and star campaigners of various political parties are seen making last-ditch efforts to garner support for their party nominees. Our Mumbai correspondent has more in this report.
Addressing an election rally at Belapur in Navi Mumbai, BJP Chief and Union Minister JP Nadda said that because of Mahayuti, there is prosperity, speedy governance, welfare and all-round development of Maharashtra. He said Mahayuti and the NDA is taking the state and the country on the path of development. He accused Congress and NCP leaders of divisive politics. He added that if the country has to become $5 trillion economy, Maharashtra has to contribute $1 trillion in this endeavor, and this could happen if Mahayuti is voted back to power. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, while addressing a press conference at the Bandra Kurla complex in suburban Mumbai, alleged that the ruling Mahayuti government in the state has lost projects worth more than 7 lakh crores to other states. He claimed that these projects would have provided jobs to more than 5 lakh youth in the state. NCP-SP leader Sharad Pawar canvassed for his party nominees in Pune and Ahilyanagar. With Ankita Apte, this is Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles today, we take a look at Sindhkhed Raja constituency in Buldhana district of Maharashtra. More from our correspondent.
Sindhkhed Raja constituency in the Buldhana district of Western Vidarbha of Maharashtra is represented by Nationalist Congress Party NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar party leader Dr. Rajendra Shingne. Except for the 2014 election, he has been winning this assembly seat since 1995. Sindhkhed Raja is the birthplace of Shivaji Maharaj's mother, Jizau. It is also referred as Matru Tirth. This year, Dr. Rajendra Shingne has joined the Sharad Pawar faction of NCP by ending his earlier association with the Ajit Pawar faction of NCP. Dr. Shashikant Khedkar of Shiv Sena and Mahayuti Alliance will face off against Dr. Rajendra Shingne, while the Mahayuti Ally NCP of Ajit Pawar faction has also fielded candidate Manoj Kayande in this constituency, which makes this electoral battle three-way. This constituency faces issues like agrarian crisis, water scarcity and unemployment. This is Hemangi Kulkarni with Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
Former Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP in the presence of senior BJP leader Manohar Lal, party's National Vice President Vijayant Panda and Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva, among other party leaders. Yesterday, Mr. Gehlot resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party. In his resignation letter to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot said, "The party faces grave challenges today. He alleged that political ambitions have overtaken the party's commitment towards the people, which has left many promises unfulfilled." The newly launched Ayushman Vay Vandana card has achieved a significant milestone by enrolling more than 10 lakh senior citizens aged 70 and above. This card enables elderly citizens to access free healthcare benefits under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said this milestone was achieved within 3 weeks of its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 29th of October. Nearly 4 lakh of the enrolments under the Ayushman Vay Vandana card have been made by women. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level, with an average air quality index AQI of 490 as of 1 p.m. today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city have recorded the 500 AQI levels. Several train and flight services have been disrupted as air quality in Delhi NCR deteriorated, causing low visibility in the region. Around 11 flights have been delayed and 7 have been diverted. Northern Railways has informed that 13 trains are running late. The Delhi Airport Authority has advised passengers to contact their airlines as low visibility procedures are still in progress and flight operations may be affected. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast the Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today questioned the Delhi government over delay in implementation of stricter anti-pollution measures under Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP. The court also emphasized scaling down of preventive measures would not be permitted without its prior approval. Sri Lanka's newly appointed cabinet of ministers was sworn in today before President Anuradha Disanayake at the presidential secretariat in Colombo. We have more from our Colombo correspondent.
With the swearing-in of the 22-member cabinet in Sri Lanka, the NPP government led by President Anuradha Disanayake has brought in a mix of expertise and freshness in the government. Having secured a two-third majority, the NPP government has received a strong mandate to execute the reforms that were promised. However, the relative inexperience in the government, which was the major critique, has been balanced by crafting a cabinet that has a mix of doctors, engineers and attorneys. With the size of the cabinet well within the limit of 30, the government is yet to appoint deputy ministers. The cabinet includes Prime Minister Dr. Harini Ambarasurya and Vijay Thahirat, who were part of the inaugural cabinet that took office soon after winning the presidential election in September this year. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
A high-level meeting on the Nepal-India border security coordination has kicked off in Kathmandu and will continue till Monday. Cross-border crime control and control on illegal entry of third-country nationals is being discussed in the meeting. Proposals have been tabled from the Nepali side on crime control in the border areas and exchange of information for this, control of revenue leakage, illegal drug trafficking and human trafficking, as well as the control of illegal entry of citizens of third countries. The National Youth Festival 2025 will be celebrated as Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue on the 11th and 12th of January next year. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, announced this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi today. During his address, Mr. Mandavia said this platform will provide an opportunity to nation's Yuva Shakti to interact and present their vision before Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Effective platform for share their vision for Viksit Bharat. Ek aisa platform ho, jisme global or national personalities uske saath do din ke liye rahe. उसके साथ वन वे में नहीं लेकिन टू वे में वो आइडिया शेयर कर पाए एम्पावर द इंडियन यूथ टू बिकम ड्राइवर्स ऑफ विकसित भारत.
On sports, in archery, reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Surekha Venam clinched the gold medal in the women's compound event at the GT Open in Luxembourg. Competing in the GT Open for the first time, Jyoti played brilliantly throughout the tournament and secured the title with a 147-145 win against Sarah Prales of Belgium yesterday. India, in collaboration with the World Anti-Doping Agency, will host the Global Learning and Development Framework Results Management Training in New Delhi starting tomorrow. The four-day training aims to standardize anti-doping procedures, foster collaboration among nations, and strengthen the Global Sport Integrity Framework. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. G20 summit to begin in Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to present India's position on various global issues and outcomes of New Delhi leaders' declaration. Leaders from various political parties make last-ditch efforts to woo voters as election campaign for Jharkhand and Maharashtra assembly polls to end this evening. Former Delhi Minister Kailash Gehlot joins BJP a day after resigning from Aam Aadmi Party in New Delhi. Air quality plunges to severe plus level in Delhi as AQI hits 487 mark. Flights and train services affected due to dense fog. And Jyoti Sureka Venom clinches gold medal in women's archery compound event at GT Open in Luxembourg. And with that, we end the midday news.